Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy.
What's up, guys? How you doing this morning? I am doing a live show walking around the neighborhood, so this is going to be a quick hit. Shit. I'm severely pissed off and sad right now. Like, this falls under the I can't believe this bullshit is actually happening type crap. And I'm just angry right now. Just severely angry. I found out, and if you're reading the title of the podcast, I am the most hated man in open mic stand-up comedy. And I found out that all the women in stand-up comedy hate my guts. Because apparently they can't handle the truth. They can't handle someone coming out and being extremely honest about them. And I'm talking about my bit that I do about being the most most misogynistic man alive. And here's the kicker. Last night at an open mic, I heard a woman say the most man-hating, misandric shit ever. And she was getting laughs. And I get laughs from my shit too, but the thing is, apparently it scares women. It really
oh my god, I'm so turned off.
But you could talk about how much of a fucking loser or a fucking small dick person the man is, and it's like, oh my god, you're gonna get a show. And I know what people are gonna say is because, oh well, men had it good for so long. And it's like, look, no, don't give me that fucking bullshit. Because if it's like, what is this now, this is about tit for tat, it's like, okay, now that men and women are supposedly equal, which I think it's gone to the other extreme. And I don't just do woman hating stuff, but the thing that fucking kills me is like, now I have to change up my material or soften my material if I ever want a fucking career, because apparently the Jews don't control the media. It's apparently all these fucking feminazi women that, you know, they want to be free to bash on men. And here's the kicker, you know. Like, I guess my male privilege is gone. I mean, I yep. Like I said, I'm outside. It's 8 in the morning. So yeah, I mean, it's, and I'm pretty sure it started off with her, with that chick that I used to have on this show last year. How, you know, I you know, you could listen back. I freaking talked about her manipulations and shit like that. Because it's not good enough. It's not, like, I just hate the carte blanche they get to get. They get to, like, fucking mess with your head, fuck with you, and you know. And the thing is, like, oh, so what? She didn't sleep with you. Look, no. You, what, you're mad because she didn't sleep with you? Like, no. I'm mad because she said one thing when she meant another. She wanted it both ways. She played her games. And she admitted she played her game. Didn't even fucking apologize for it. Didn't even fuck. It's my problem. And the fact is, I am angry. I am angry. And the only fucking outlet I have is comedy. I mean, look, I'm still gonna do stand-up comedy. You know, I'll just be a fucking open micer. But, you know, apparently, you know, I'm never gonna have a career because you got all these fucking female gatekeepers. Like, oh, I don't like him because, you know, he tells these jokes, but, you know, like, honestly. And it's not like I'm doing rape jokes. I would understand if I'm doing fucking rape jokes. Like, that's not even the case. Like, and even if I was, you know, honestly, even if I was doing rape jokes, which, in my opinion, the only reason why I don't do them because they're so fucking hack. They really are fucking hack now. That's like, it's gotten to be, rape jokes are like now the new safe offensive jokes. And I don't do it because I don't think it's safe. I mean, if you want to listen to the set I did that apparently is pissing every woman off, you know, just listen back to the most misogynistic man alive bit. And to me, it's not really that hard. It's really not that hard. It's just, you know, it's just telling the truth is really what it is. God, it looks like, technically, I am talking to myself. But, so yeah, I found out, you know, the reason why I'm not being invited to do like regular shows is because I have a problem with women and women hate me. And if that's the case, why guys are freaking deleting me, other like male comics are deleting me, bunch of fucking white knight simps, man. You know, honestly, like, I might confront one of these dudes tonight at an open mic. Like, yo, what the fuck is your problem? You know, these are dudes I've, like, and here's the thing. It's not like I'm having arguments with people. I'm not having any type of arguments. I'm not fighting with people. I'm not in, like, no Facebook arguments with anybody. They just don't want to deal with me because of fucking jokes. Jokes. Words. Oh, my God, words. You would think that I'm trying to set up a political party to fucking put women in gas chambers the way these chicks are acting. The way these people are acting. Like, what the fuck happened to comedy? What the fuck happened to comedy? Like, all these fucking lame fucking, oh, well, I smoke weed. I just came back. I was smoking some weed. It's like, this shit is fucking high school. Like, the stand-up comedy community in New York City is fucking high school. It is, and basically the fucking bullies are the ones that were, like, stuffed in lockers and gotten their asses kicked on a daily basis. So now they feel like, oh, well, no, I could tell someone else, I, you know, oh, somebody else talking the way I talk. Oh, my God, you know, we shouldn't do that. It's like fucking pussy. It's pussy. It really is. It's fucking pussy. like, and you know. And, you know, I'm told there's no backdoor. There's no backdoor to comedy. I would have to fucking play the game. I'm going to have to fucking clean up my act. And here's the thing. I don't hate women. I don't hate women. I don't. I get pissed off with the bullshit they pull. But you know what? When I have God sisters, when I have people that care about me, that are women, and that I care about them deeply, like, hell, it's not like I fucking catcall. I don't catcall. And I know Allison Clem, she was like, oh, what, you deserve a cookie? You know what? When I'm told that catcalling is as bad as it is, yeah, you know what? I want a goddamn cookie. I want a goddamn cookie for being a fucking decent human being. Because, goddamn it, I get a fucking rod shove up my ass if I'm not. I get, like, with the quickness. Yeah, I want a fucking cookie. Especially when the problem is so widespread as they want you to believe. Damn. Damn. All right. And the only, well, I'm just saying damn right now is because I just saw some chick. I don't understand why they do that with their shorts. They cut it so that way half their butt cheeks are hanging out and then get pissed off and you catch them looking. Like I don't, how do hipsters do that? They cut the, like, the side of the leg, like, high up. So, you know, whatever. God bless them. But, yeah, man, I mean, look, if you like your boy Louis B, you know, just find me on Facebook, Louis B Comedy, you know, just, you know, if you're in New York, come see me when I'm doing stand-up, support me, because these motherfuckers won't let, they want to hold me down, because I have a different opinion. I have a different perspective, and they want to fucking stifle that fucking perspective. They want it to be some safe fucking cookie cutter fucking, oh, I'm so, like, some pseudo fucking fake intellectual bullshit, which I don't do fucking fake intellectual bullshit. I tell it how it is. You know. Like, you know, like, I don't know, man. I mean, I already made the decision, and I know they're gonna sound put. Like, I already made the decision. I'm gonna be trying to soften stuff. Like, look, I'm not trying to offend chicks, and if any comedian chicks are listening right now, I am not a goddamn rapist. Go F yourself. So, like, look, I don't, it's not like I'm gonna freaking, it's not like I go up to chicks and be like, I'm gonna punch you in your face. Like, no. I don't even hit on chicks that do comedy. In fact, I don't hit on chicks, period. Really, I don't even do that shit. You know, I mean, look, and the way I see it is, if it was a chick, a comedian chick that was raped, and she was making jokes about how dudes are pieces of shit, like, she would have probably gotten a deal. She would have probably gotten a show. And I'm not gonna say, oh, well, people like Amy Schumer are not funny. I'm not gonna be like, oh, women are not funny, because you know what? There are tons of women in comedy that I think are hilarious. In fact, there was this one comedian. She was on Stand Up Revolution, Gabriel Iglesias show, and she was she's a Puerto Rican from the Bronx. She had this bit where she was dating a thug. I'm gonna fuck it up because I don't remember it word for word. But she I fucked it up. But she was funny. Point is, she was funny. I'm not even going to try to attempt to butcher her joke. But she was funny. There are tons of women who I respect and care about. And the fact that me telling a joke... Like, okay, here's a joke that I say. This is case in point. This is an example. I believe some of the insults thrown at women are just not accurate. Like, I don't believe women belong in the kitchen because who knows how to cook. I wouldn't call a woman a bitch because female dogs are loyal. What else? I wouldn't call a woman a whore because that implies you get what you pay for. I wouldn't call a woman a slut because real women, a real woman doesn't know how to fuck. I wouldn't call a woman a cunt because most women are neither stimulating or pleasurable. I don't understand how, you know... Like, I'm basically taking those words off the board to throw them at women. I'm pretty much, I'm just saying, hey, don't call these women these words. I'm taking them off the board. It's retarded to call a woman a bitch. It's retarded to call a woman a cunt. It doesn't apply. But most women see it as, oh, you're calling us useless. And honestly, you know, women make they make jokes how men are useless, how men are stupid and all that. But you say, hey, you know what? Yeah, you don't know how to suck a dick and you can't cook. Like, what's the point? What's the point? So... But yeah, so my career is being... my career is fucking stagnating because women hate me in the industry. Holy shit. Like, that's the last time I want to hear, oh, women are victims. I never want to hear the fucking women are victims or you know, they're treated... Or they're second-class citizens or any type of bullshit like that. When it's so easy to ruin a man... It's so fucking easy to ruin a man's career. Really easy. And, you know, and I know people are going to say you got no one to blame but yourself because of your words. But this is fucking comedy. Why can't you say whatever the... Like, it's like, okay, they can say whatever the fuck they want. It's like, yo. Oh, you alienate the women. Like, part of me wants to just fucking go full blast and say, fuck it, and come up with some of the most misogynistic, like, worst fucking things to say. But a part of me wants to have a career, and I don't want to be fucking hated. I don't want to be hated. And it's not like I go around expecting every woman to fucking bow down to me and suck my dick. I don't. Hell, I don't even expect women to fucking, you know, acknowledge me. But, hello? I'm all right, just relaxing a little bit here. What? Don't get up. Nah, don't worry. All I really need is a martini and stuff. Just... What? John Stewart is coming today? Coming where? Oh. You almost got my hopes up. Like, I was like, yeah, why not? Ask him some questions. Oh, man. What? Oh, you just hopped, too. Oh. All right. Don't forget your bag. Oh, man. Oh, that was my next door neighbors. Like, honestly, like, on, like, look, I'm just going to leave it up to you guys. They're doing construction across the street. I'm just going to leave it up to you guys. What should I do? Should I soften my image? Should I try to, like, cut it out with the fucking misogynistic shit? And you know, but I don't want to be a lovable Louis. Lovable Louis's a pussy. Like, honestly, it's like, okay, why would you want, why soften my image and, like, not go hard on the topics I want to go hard on? Should I just be, should I just, like, fuck, like, honestly, okay, maybe I should just compromise with myself and be like, lay off the women shit until I could, like, fucking write it so that way it's non-threatening, but still, you know, hey, chicks. You know, you're full of shit too, but hey, you know. I don't know, man. I'm just going to leave it up for the comment section. Because I want a career in stand-up. That's it. That's all I want to do. That is my dream. And, you know, apparently, you know, there are rules now. There are rules to this thing. So... And you know what? I'm not a horrible person. I am not. I know I'm not a fucking horrible person. I'm very likable. So, I mean, if any female comedians out there, give me a fucking chance, all right? Just give me, like, I'm not asking you to sleep with me. I'm not asking for, like, just, you got a problem with me? Just fucking tell me. Just tell me. Sounds like I'm fucking begging. Please let me have a career. Man, damn, the patriarchy is dead. The patriarchy is dead. We're screwed. Anyways, yo, I'm Louis B. That's me. Leave a comment. Leave me a comment. Let me know. All right. One.